with the Hippo News this morning that I do not know how to follow.
I could tell by that little pause before you spoke.
Sport, Nathan, sport.
Gee, I can't beat that. Okay, anyway, I'll try. Drug-Free Sports New Zealand wants to know why anti-doping rules in China are not the same as the rest of the world. 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned drug before the Tokyo Olympics, but the World Anti-Doping Agency let them off the hook as they believe the athletes were inadvertently exposed to the drug through contamination. Drug-Free Sport New Zealand CEO Nick Patterson says there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the revelations that have come out 3 years after the positive results.
We are really concerned about this as an outcome because it doesn't appear to us that the World Anti-Doping Code is being applied in China in the way that it's being applied in the rest of the world. In this situation, we would have expected there to have been a provisional suspension of the athletes in question, probably, where they are stood down from their sport.
Patterson says that they'll be working with WADA to understand the situation better. Trampoline Olympian Dylan Schmidt says it won't be easy to get back on the podium in Paris. The Aucklander has a target on his back after finishing with bronze at the last Games and winning a world title in 2022. After 3 years of training, Schmidt believes that what he'll do in Paris is a step up from Tokyo.
The routine I'm doing is a fair bit harder. We're on track to sort of be able to put that routine into action in Paris, so just super excited to keep training, keep working hard, and then have my moment on the trampoline and see what happens, basically.
In form, Hurricanes hooker Asafo Omua is set to miss the rest of the Super Rugby Pacific season after it was confirmed he'll be sidelined for up to 8 weeks with a knee injury that he suffered playing against the Fijian Drua last week. Meanwhile, Central Coast Mariners striker Angel Torres has been stood down from playing in the A-League after he was charged with sexual assault. Football fern Hannah Wilkinson has been named in the A-League All-Stars women's team to take on Arsenal in Melbourne next month. And in the English Premiership, Arsenal lead Chelsea 1-0 at the Emirates. Koinanga, Purongo Hakinikina, that's your sports news.